Hello.
Hi, good morning. May I speak to Mr. Kirsten, please?
Who's calling?
My name is Marcus from Forepass Software.
You from?
Forepass Software.
Okay, 1 minute.
Hello.
Hi, is that Mr. Kirsten?
Hi. I'll give the number. Okay, the first PC,
Hello,
the
sir.
number
I
is.
just want to confirm first, is that Mr. Kirsten that I'm speaking to?
Yes.
Yes. So I just want to tell you I'm recording the call as well.
Okay.
All right, so you send me a WhatsApp, a number, voucher number, which the last digits on your WhatsApp said 71, and you now send the photo of the voucher, which is actually 74. Correct?
No, there's no 71. The answer was a mistake. It's 74.
That's right, sir. But in your WhatsApp, you send it as 71. You're welcome to. I'll reply. I'll send the WhatsApp picture back to you if you want to. Okay, so that's the first thing. Secondly, on the WhatsApp, you send me a WhatsApp and ask for the what is the contract price for support, and I said to you 4,000 Rand on WhatsApp.
Yes.
You then never replied, you didn't apply, you didn't take out a contract or anything like that. You then mentioned in your WhatsApp also that you send an email, but you also do not say from which email address that you send that email. So it would not have been possible for me to trace back from the WhatsApp picture or from the WhatsApp message back to the email, so I wouldn't know where the email is, who is it coming from, etc., etc. So now that I've got the WhatsApp, the voucher number, I can now determine who am I speaking to and what emails did you supposedly send. Because the next WhatsApp you send through say that there's been 3 weeks now that you're waiting. And at that stage, again, seeing on the WhatsApps, because your number is not saved on my phone, therefore I would not know who am I actually speaking to. I can now see that you are from a business called Oakland Tuck Shop, by the looks of it, and your email address is kirstenpillay@yahoo.com. Is that correct, sir?
Correct. Yes, correct.
All right. So now I can actually start even looking at your problem and what emails you supposedly sent. So bear with me for a second. Let me try and find that emails of yours now and see what you have now referred to in your emails. All right, so you sent an email. First of all, let's just go to the background first. Your voucher was used on the 10th of November 2017. In other words, it's almost a year later now that you've bought and purchased and licensed your software. Since then, you've moved the voucher on the 12th of September and on the 13th of September, okay? 2 o'clock in the afternoon and 22:17 in the evening. So now I've got your emails here, and on the 16th of September, you send an email, and you said voucher number, and it's a different number now in this email.
Yes, I've got two.
I'm just trying to give you the background, sir.
Yeah, okay.
In this email, you quote another voucher number, and you say, hi, I moved PC last week. Can you release my license or an update of change? Okay. I do not even know what that's supposed to mean. What would you like me to do with a voucher number? Because we cannot release a license or update of change. I would not know what that means either.
Okay. Can I ask you one thing before you get on to that? Tell me something. It's a free software. The only thing you pay for is backup. But why is it on
Sorry,
a...
Sir, it's not free software, sir.
Yes.
You bought the
it's
software, did you not?
Free,
the upgrades
right?
are for free. That's correct, yes.
Okay. Now, my question is, after 1 year, why does the PC, the program crashes where they say you must re-register, reload your license, and then after 1 week, the second
we'll,
PC
we'll
does the
get
same
to
thing.
That now, sir,
yeah,
because
okay.
we haven't got to your problem yet, because the emails that you sent here doesn't make sense, as I just explained to you.
All right, no problem.
This is the first email you sent on the 16th of September.
Yes.
This is at 20:41 in the evening. The next email that I've got from that same email address is at 21:32, in other words, an hour later, also at night. Okay, and you replied, yeah, already did the move. It keeps saying register. No screenshots, no nothing. Again, would not be able to help anybody with that little bit of encrypted message because we don't know what the problem is. Okay. Is there any other emails that you are referring to that you are now saying or mentioning
no,
that
I can't remember.
Gonna...
I don't have the email in front of me.
Yeah, well, this is all I have in front of me. This is all I can pick up on my email system. Okay, so again, you now in the WhatsApp are referring to it's been 3 weeks and you've now spoken to Macro and you're going to put us on Hello Peter, et cetera, et cetera. Do you really think that this is fair, that after these emails and the wrong numbers and the WhatsApp messages, that we must just know how we should help you? And also, a year down the line, you've been using the system for a year, we must just help you free of charge now?
We're not asking about, it's not about money here, it's about the principle
of
the program.
It's always about the money, sir, because if people paid for support, they would not, we're not getting into this argument.
Why do I need a support when my program was working perfectly?
Okay,
only after you'll
tell me now what your problem
discussion.
Is currently. Let me explain to you or
okay.
try to understand what the problem is. Because your email, in all fairness, doesn't explain nothing. What is the problem that you're having now on your system?
The system is saying piracy software now. Please contact support. Both the systems are saying the same thing.
Can I explain that to you, sir?
Okay.
Piracy message comes up like I had 2 days ago with another customer where the customer decides that they're going to use a new computer. So what the customer did was they took a backup of the old computer, the one that was registered and working, and they then restored it on a second computer. On the second computer, the system then came up and said, okay, we see, we recognize that your computer has changed. Would you like to move the license to this computer? And the person, the customer said yes. They then, the 4POS system then sends an email to confirm that move. But the customer did not go through and confirm the move. So now there's two computers at that point in time that has that voucher number on. Now remember now the first computer, the 4POS back office program is already open. In other words, the program is open, it's working. It's not like it's broken. They didn't switch it off. They didn't unplug the network. They just left it as is. Now they confirmed the move on the second computer, and the 4POS system picks up and says, hang on, this hard drive is now the new computer, and the old computer is also licensed. So now there's piracy. That is why you get this message. Now, again, we would not know what your background is, whether it's the same computer or not. What we do, can I please finish that? What we do from our side, from the software side, is we pick up the hard drive serial number. In fact, there's about 5 numbers that we pick up from the computer, okay? Automatically to determine whether this software, this license is running on what computer.
Okay.
And when we then determine that this is not the number that is stored on the cloud where we keep all the registration details, that's when that message comes on. Now, again, to answer your question, why does it come up? I've just explained. I would not know what the background is, but I would not also not be able to determine that from WhatsApp messages. Definitely not be able to determine that because you are now trying to threaten me to now get involved with Hello Peter.
No, no one's threatening you.
Sir, you placed
the only way to
your
get
message
to you
on
because
you
wasn't answering any of our messages.
Yes, sir,
because
you're not a support contract
I'm not
holder.
If I'm not happy with the service, I will do that.
So you're not a support contract holder. Any and all customers send an email. As I just explained, your email is not explained.
Out now to put this to rest, what do we do now?
No, we need to finish this, sir, because this is unfortunately part of the problem. Customers think that by threatening us, we will now respond.
No,
so can we just finish that part first?
Okay, finish
you
the part.
Threatened us by putting the statement on Hello Peter. You are now going to go to Macro. You've now complained to them that that's our fault. Nowhere
yes,
along the line did you specify
because
to them, I'm sure.
You're not understanding
you now,
what I'm saying to you.
No, sir, but again.
You're using the same computer, the same PC. We never
sir,
changed them.
I would
we never
not know
move.
That, would I? How would
that's
I know that?
To you now.
What are you telling me now? But you're expecting me to do support on WhatsApp. I do not
do
support
WhatsApp
on WhatsApp. I cannot do that. It's not possible. 18,000
okay,
customers.
Okay, I've got an email. I can email you the details
yes,
also.
Yes, sir. You can email like everybody else does, sir.
Right.
Yes, you can email it. And when you then tell us on the email that I've got a piracy error, we will ask you, number one, for the voucher number. And if you then give us the wrong voucher number, we cannot help you like you've done in your email. Number two, we will ask you to send us a screenshot, okay? So we can then verify that and see where, what message do you actually get. So we can then determine what has happened. As I said right in the beginning of this conversation,
yes.
In your system, it records here that you did a move on the 13th of September. I would not know whether you've approved that move, whether there's still a move and waiting for that voucher number, the one that you quoted me now with the 7-4 ending. I would not know that. Have you checked your emails whether there is a move there?
I can't. I'm talking to you now. I haven't checked the email.
I'm asking, have you checked it
no,
in the
I
past?
No, I haven't checked it.
Since the 13th of September till now, have you checked it, sir?
No.
No. All right, so let me click on my side. I've got an option that I can say confirm the move. So I'm clicking on that now because you are saying that it is correct. And my system is telling me that no, there is no move request that has been initiated. So most likely you did approve the move on the 13th of September. So again, the next step would be for us to log into your computer and see exactly what the situation is. What yeah. hard drive number is recorded on OutCloud and what hard drive number is stored on your physical computer.
All right.
That's the only way for us to help you.
Okay, no problem.
So
what do I need to do now?
So again, if all of this was explained nicely, we would have been able to help you.
Yes.
But again, we all jump into this situation where we're going to threaten and whatever.
No one threatened you. If the service is not provided properly, obviously,
there is no service for people that do not, customers that do not have a support contract, sir.
Yes, but why do I need support when your computer crashed on your side?
It's not my computer, sir. It's your computer.
Yes,
it's my software.
If I didn't,
once you bought it, it became yours.
Without the upgrade, would have been fine.
Without the upgrade.
If I didn't say yes for the software upgrade, it wouldn't have gave you that to read it.
No, sir. Not the case. Let us still talk about the upgrades then. You know,
okay.
I spend a lot of money. You know, my company spends a lot of money on development. For instance,
okay.
in the latest version, 18.10.1 right now, in fact, later today, it will be 18.10.2, okay? We are developing lots of changes for retailers to make things better. Amongst others, there will now be a promotion report in the system, which will
yeah.
allow you to reprint out and see how good your promotion worked. How much
yeah.
better did you do with the promotion period than what you'd normally do? There is other reports that will put notes on the system. So when you do your GRVs, you can see some notes that you've left behind for future purchases and orders and so on, et cetera, et cetera. We've added a four-clock
yeah.
system in it, free and free for everybody to use. That is why there's upgrades.
Yeah.
So obviously,
okay.
you know, Microsoft
yeah,
and everybody
listen.
Else does upgrades.
Yeah.
And we use it. We also not have a choice. Windows
yeah.
10 comes up and it says you need to uninstall. You don't have a choice. You
yeah.
have to
okay.
install. And the reason why they do it, because we assume that Microsoft and 4Parts actually knows what they're doing. They're actually in there to better the software. So it's not about one customer or two customers or five
right.
customers. It's about 18,000 customers.
Okay. Listen, 4Parts, I love the software. I've used it for over a year. I enjoy working with it. But in all fairness, when they asked for a software upgrade and the computer just crashed, it wasn't fair.
No, sir.
Because
the software doesn't crash. Again, you know, we have other customers.
Either,
you know, we log into many customers every day. Every day we get these emails that say, suddenly
sir.
The software has gone to, say, demo store. And then we log in after the customer has paid, because everybody pays, okay?
Yes.
After we log in, we see that the customer has actually reinstalled the software. Now, why
yeah.
people would do that, I would not understand.
Yeah,
but it's not my place to
that.
Explain.
So
yes, sir. Maybe in your case,
I'll understand, but not both.
Sorry?
If one PC like crashes like that, whether the problem to re-register this, that, understand, but not both, one after another after we loaded it last year.
Now you're talking
one
about another
August,
computer,
one
sir. Again,
September.
Bear in mind, please, from our side, from a support side,
yeah.
we don't know about your other computer. We can only deal with the fact of one voucher number that you sent on
yeah,
WhatsApp or
numbers.
Email. Well, I wouldn't
two
know that,
numbers.
Sir.
I got two receipts from Macro.
Yes, I wouldn't know that, sir.
Yeah.
So again,
okay, so
if you now tell me that
here?
Your second computer is doing the same thing, does your
yeah,
second computer
thing.
Also tell you about a move that hasn't happened, sir?
It's also telling to go back into the demo store.
Yes. Now, the demo store is exactly what I just mentioned now. That's the database has now been, the system has now been reinstalled. That's the only way that it can go back to demo store. Or alternatively, you would go in, somebody goes into the back in the control panel of Windows and they will do a repair on 4Parts. When you do a repair, it reverts everything back to the day that you did the installation. Number one, it will revert all the software versions back to the version that you installed, number one. Number two, it will wipe out your database and it will put the database in that is part of the installation procedure. That is the only two ways that will happen, demo store. So again, You are now saying, no, it's the software. I didn't do anything. No, none of us did. You know, it's
but
the
if
same.
I didn't ask to upgrade it, if I didn't ask to upgrade the software, it would have been perfect. If I'm not at home, just say if I'm gone out for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, I'm gone. What was the staff going to do? Tell me.
So, the staff
what will
is
the
welcome.
Staff do? That the staff
can
that
I answer
no...
you there, sir?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, can I also answer your question then? Your question is, what would the staff do? Well,
yes.
The staff would open up the back office, it will come up with a message and say you need to do an upgrade, and they can click cancel, and
staff
that will be
allowed
that.
To open the back office.
When you open
the manager is allowed to open the back office.
As I said, the upgrade option comes up on the screen, and it says, would you like to install?
Let's bypass all this,
so you're not allowing me to finish my sentence, please. Okay. I'm saying, when the back office opens and it comes up with an upgrade option, you are welcome to click on cancel. Nobody forces an upgrade. We don't force an upgrade. It is a simple option to say, yes, I would like to upgrade, or no, I don't want to upgrade. That is what your staff would do if you're not at the business.
Just close the system up until you open back office. What is the format?
Sorry, so I'm holding on now for?
No, it's okay. Talk.
So again, does that answer your question, sir, that you are welcome to then just cancel the upgrade and not do the upgrade if you choose to?
Okay.
So again, that has nothing to do with the fact that the software is not, because it upgrades, it goes back to demo store.
All right.
So again, on that point now you're going to say to me, well, how do I fix my demo store? What you will do is you will go into the back office, you'll go to utilities, you'll go and restore the backup, and you'll restore it from your backup, and you'll be back where you were, whatever the last backup is that you did. All of these steps are explained on the knowledge base.
Yeah,
it's not something we can explain on a WhatsApp message because somebody sends a WhatsApp message.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Mr. Kirsten again, please.
Speaking?
Yes, sir. It's Marcus here from Four Paws. The phone dropped.
Okay, I'm here.
I said the phone dropped, sir.
Yes?
Yes, okay. So, again, I was busy trying to explain to you how to restore the backup. Did you get that part, sir?
Yeah, but you try to restore, it doesn't want to work.
Okay,
sir. The first thing I do for you, I log on to the internet, right? And I will get you online there, and then you can go into it and start both the PCs off.
No, sir. You're welcome to pay us for support, sir.
Why must I pay you when it's not my fault?
Well, sir, again, I've given you the steps.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to take all my emails. I'm going to go to Macro. I'm going to explain to Macro and tell them one PC crashed. Next week, the second PC crashed within a year of the same time that we loaded it. So why do we have to pay? So what you're trying to say to me, if I'm not around, my worker must go into the back office. My worker must do the upgrade if I'm not here in Durban for about 2 weeks, which is not fair. This PC says no license fees and three upgrades. While I was doing the upgrade, the computer crashes. I thought maybe it was our fault. Then we used the second PC. Not even a week, same thing happened. Then I realized, you know what, it's not our fault. So I have a feeling maybe you just want the money just to sort it out because it's not our fault. So I'd like to go to Hello Peter now and I'm seeing how many other people have the same problem. Because you think
it's
easy like that to put 4,000 a year when your box says one thing and you tell me something else.
Well, the box doesn't say free support for a year, sir.
They say no license fee and free upgrade.
Free
We're
upgrade.
Not asking for the support. We're asking you to solve the problem that your program caused.
That's exactly the point. You're asking for me to log in, me or one of my staff members, to log in and help you with the support issue.
Okay, let me talk now. You had your talk. They say internet required for registration only.
Yeah.
Right? But every month you're asking for registration. Every month.
No,
now, all of a sudden, from your section, you can just cancel it off. And then you expect the people. I mean, if 10,000 people have to pay 800 for the year, isn't that his money? So I think there's something not right here. Something don't make sense. So if you're not on such a problem, no problem. I'll go first to Macro. And if I'm not joyous with Macro, I'm going to go to Hello Peter. I'm going to send all the emails, all the things to, picture of this box, everything to the people. Let's see what comebacks we'll get, and then we'll know.
That'll be good, sir. As I said right in the beginning of the conversation, this is unfortunately the pattern. The pattern is you threaten us by Hello Peter and so on to get
it's
free
not
support.
A test. Alopecia, everyone go to alopecia.
Yes.
Well,
you're welcome to go to alopecia, sir.
Yeah, fine, I'm going.
Welcome
okay, no
to.
Problem.
But
I'll
again,
go to
from
alopecia.
Our side, we're not doing free support. Not
okay.
to you or to any customer.
All right, no problem. Yeah, I can go buy another program. It's not a problem.
100%.
I will make sure I'll get the word out there to people that the program here is not right.
Thank you, sir.
Right, thank you so much for your time.
Bye.